In this bulletin, protesters clash with police during demonstrations over the UK election result. An out-of-control bushfire continues to threaten homes north of Perth. And in cricket, the day-night test between New Zealand and Australia resumes today. For the latest SBS News, I'm Ben Madden. Protesters have clashed with police during political demonstrations against British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's election win. Mr. Johnson has promised to heal divisions over plans for Britain to leave the European Union by January 31st. The Conservative Party has secured 365 seats to the Labour Party's 203, its best election result since 1987. Mr. Johnson has thanked voters for the result.
I want to speak directly to those who made it possible, and to all those who voted for us for the first time, and those whose pencils may have wavered over the ballot, and who heard the voices of their parents and their grandparents whispering anxiously in their ears. I say thank you for the trust you have placed in us and in me.
But anti-Johnson campaigners, including Paddy, are questioning Mr. Johnson's moral character and whether he is fit for office.
We can't give this bigot a free run here in this country. I was disappointed with the vote for Jeremy Corbyn and Labour, but I think now's not the time to give up. Now's the time to take to the streets and get rid of him.
Police and Navy divers plan to re-enter the waters surrounding New Zealand's White Island volcano, looking for a body following Monday's eruption. Authorities are considering the next steps for their operation, but it won't conduct a ground search on Saturday. On Friday, Specialist Defence Force crews successfully retrieved six bodies and returned them to the mainland. The seventh person has been sighted in waters, but the location of the eighth victim is unclear. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says there will be investigations into the deaths.
WorkSafe is the agency in New Zealand that will hold responsibility for that, and as you'd expect, where you have significant loss of life, a coronial inquest as well. And those are the processes that will allow us the space to answer those questions.
New South Wales health authorities say they are treating patients injured in the volcano eruption at two Sydney hospitals. An out-of-control bushfire is continuing to threaten homes north of Perth, with residents of Gilderton being told to leave. An emergency warning remains in place for two birds, Yanchep, Seabird, and other locations, while two evacuation centres have been set up for locals. The WA Fire Department says several parks have been closed, while a service station and a home have been destroyed in the blaze. People in Sea Trees and Breakwater Estates will not have power restored until at least Sunday. A community meeting has been held this morning at Quinn's Rocks. The airline Jetstar will look to minimise the disruption to passengers during this weekend's industrial action. The Australian Federation of Air Pilots members voted on the industrial action due to stalled negotiations over a new enterprise agreement. It's expected 44 services will be cancelled on Saturday and 46 on Sunday. Jetstar CEO Gareth Evans says the airline is determined to resolve the matter with its workforce.
We want to do a deal. This situation is very, very sad. We absolutely want to do a deal that isn't sustainable. We say call off the action, let's get back to the table. We've got a 3% offer on the table, which is 40% above current private sector wage growth, with the ability to earn more if it's paid for by trade-offs, and there's an area for negotiation.
Democrats in the United States House of Representatives have approved articles of impeachment, charging Republican President Donald Trump with abusing his power. A divided House Judiciary Committee voted along party lines 23-17 on Friday to approve two articles of impeachment, charging Mr. Trump with abusing the power of his office over the Ukraine scandal. He's also been charged with obstructing House Democrats' attempts to investigate the abuse of power. Mr. Trump is expected to become the third US president to be impeached when the full Democrat-led House votes on the charges, likely to be next week, which will set up a trial in the Republican-controlled Senate. However, Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has dismissed the severity of the articles of impeachment.
The two articles of impeachment are pretty weak. They're pretty weak. I hear that in the House, the only thing bipartisan may be the opposition to the two articles of impeachment. Nevertheless, we will have an impeachment trial, as I've said repeatedly. It will become the business of the Senate after the first of the year. Senators will all be in their chairs, including those running for president.
In cricket, New Zealand will be looking to BJ Watling and Ross Taylor to rescue them on day 3 of the day-night test against Australia. New Zealand is currently on 5 for 109 in response to Australia's first innings total of 416. Mitch Stark has been the pick of the bowlers so far for Australia, with figures of 4 for 31. However, Australia is a bowler down, with Josh Hazlewood forced off the field with a hamstring injury during day 2. Taylor will resume his innings on 66, while Watling is on 0. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny and 40. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 29. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 24. Hobart, showers and 20 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy and 31. Wollongong, smoke haze and 26. Sydney, much the same but 28. Newcastle, similar conditions, 29. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 33. Cairns, much the same, also 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 35. I'm Ben Madden, SBS News.